welcome to day 27 of Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine.
Not stir crazy.
No.
Yet.
No.
But there's still time. How are you, Jonathan? Let us know. Weather has been glorious. I don't like it warm. And I still haven't managed to get round to opening the windows either. But good news on the weather front. Be raining by Monday. So all back to how it should be in Manchester. Right, so Jonathan's been in the communal garden reading. And a woman comes out drinking a bottle of Corona beer. Do you know, I did not know there was such a thing as Corona beer. Until this lot exploded and we went into Tesco's. And if you remember, I took a picture of it. Now, I was on the floor laughing, but Mike was like, that's normal, you know, Corona beer. I'm like, no, I didn't know. Nobody told me. But now I'm aware of it. So that's all fine. You wish you'd videoed it. Absolutely. Absolutely, you should have shared that one. We've had, well, you know the guy that just washes cars all the time, like some halfwit? Been washing cars again today, like some halfwit. But there's six cars outside the house. I'm thinking they're having a bit of a party. But we can't see that at the moment. So 57, let me see what that is in English money. Hang on, where did I put Izzy? Oh, there's Izzy.
57 Fahrenheit.
Yes, but I've got, Izzy has both.
Oh.
Izzy, the panda from Israel. Let's have a look. 57. Oh, no. We are at 24, which is about 80. 80 Fahrenheit in here.
In here.
Yeah, it's not that warm outside, but obviously I think the temperature increases 2 degrees for every hard drive. And that would probably be about right. So it's a bit warm here. But as I've just said, raining by Monday.
Good
normal
job,
service resumed.
My two external hard drives are switched off then, isn't it?
It is, because that would bump it over. I have had it higher than that. On the Fahrenheit scale, it goes up to 120, which is just under 50 degrees centigrade. And I have had it almost that hot. Do you remember that webinar and I took a photo?
Can you get that in your pot yet?
I'll have a look. You're wondering, aren't you? Listen to that. Who can guess what that is? I think you should get it from that. What's that? That's Mike's passing to me. Hello, Deb, CQ. Dark Sky warned you of possible snow. Oh, good grief. No, there's no chance of snow here. Is it warm with you, Jonathan? It's always comical because when we watch a match from Old Trafford, the weather always seems to come here after it's been at Old Trafford. So we're sitting here and it's not bad at all. And then Mike will be watching a match and he'll say, raining at Old Trafford. I said, oh, 5 minutes later, it's raining here. So I think Jonathan sends his weather on here. Jonathan says, sounds like ice in a glass. I'm going to give you that one, Jonathan. It's actually ice in one of my poppy bowls. So Mike's been into the freezer to bring the ice in. And we've got this bit that still won't go in the pot. But I shall work on that. So you were spot on there.
Going in the freezer was an expedition in itself.
Oh, yes.
Yes. The ice was buried under all the gluten-free stuff and under that frozen fruit.
Yes, but seeing as though I haven't been able to get a slot in however many times, I know why you can't get a Tesco slot.
Why?
Ah, I have been apprised of it. The government have a list of 110,000 people who are ahead of you in the queue. They are the vulnerable, and Tesco have guaranteed 75,000 slots for them, which is fine. Next minute, they'll be selling it on the black market because we can't get anything. I am going to try again later tonight. I will not give up until I have acquired a Morrison slot. I am indeed going to try again tonight, Jonathan. But what's so annoying is all the stuff that comes out of the basket while you're waiting for the slot. That's how I lost the lettuce. At one point, I had four lettuce, little tiny lettuce.
Lost the lettuce. That's a good title for a show.
Yeah, I lost the lettuce. Not on. What was the last thing I lost? Oh, a pot of bubble bath. But if I do a refresh on this now, doubtless something else has dropped out. Availability of products and delivery slots is limited due to high demand. There you go. So I'm not rating my chances tonight either. Ah, now, here, what's come out? Three items no longer available. Remember that florette mixed salad that reminded me of the fly spray?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can forget that. It's out of stock now. The cream's out of stock, so I can't have cream with the strawberries. This is getting serious now. And the other thing that's out of stock was the gluten-free pasta. I mean, I was so excited. I got the gluten-free pasta. Peeved is an understatement. So shall I see, just for Jonathan's entertainment, whether the lettuce is now available? It's like playing whack-a-mole. They take it out and then you have to go back and see if it's available so you can add it again. There's Florette Classic Crispy Salad. What does that look like? Oh, crying out loud. There's Italian style salad. That's only a pound. Oh, there's two in the other one.
Anyway, how was that lettuce we had tonight?
Oh, yeah, it was okay.
It was okay.
Which one was that?
That mixed lettuce stuff.
Was it Florette?
It was a bit like Florette.
I'd rather have a little gem,
yeah.
But they've got none. So I can have, some of this doesn't sound like food to me. There's iceberg salad, which looks like white leaves. Then there's Morrison's Wild Rocket. I swear this isn't food. That just looks like, oh, how could I describe that? Leaves. Leaves, yes, it looks like leaves. Oh, hang on, there's a curly lettuce there. Just a minute. It's not a small one, though. Oh, hello, Tracy. I'm struggling. They've stolen my replacement for the lettuce. The lettuce isn't available and neither is the replacement. There is, however, a large cucumber. And I'm envisioning just where I can stick that. I'm so peeved. And to add insult to injury, every time I look up the word lettuce, nothing with it, just lettuce, they offer me a bag of Maynard's Bassett's Midget Gems. Which obviously I want more than I want the lettuce. Yes, Wild Rocket. You couldn't make this stuff up, could you?
What's funny about Wild Rocket?
Maybe they don't have that. Maybe they have proper food in where Kim is. Unlike leaves. I mean, it's disgusting. I'm going to put the link in for that. It is. It's just. Tell me if you can see that. I mean, no, that's not lettuce. No. I'm not going to get any lettuce. Right, the other thing was bubble bath. Let's have a look up for that. Probably end up eating the bubble bath. Well, we're not desperate, but the thing that annoys me is that it's actually in stock. So they've taken it out.
No, that link's just taking you to like a homepage.
Oh, well, I'll take a picture. I'll take a picture so you can see the wild rocket.
Anyway, Tracy's found chocolate.
Oh, now you're talking.
Tracy sent pictures of chocolate to the Slack group.
I haven't even had a chance to see the Slack group.
She sent you a picture of some gluten-free cake.
Oh, which would probably be more edible if I printed it out than the Wild Rocket, to be honest. I'm putting the Wild Rocket up as we speak. Oh, you're washing your hands?
No, I'm singing the Marseillaise.
Like I said. All right. Let me get that and see if that's any better. And then you can see what Wild Rocket looks like. What passes for food in this neck of the woods? Right. Let's try that one. Can you see that one? It says sold out. Okay, so you need music to wash your hands by.
Yeah, there we go. Wild Rocket.
There you go, yeah.
It's in stock.
I know it's in stock, but look at it. I mean, imagine that in a bowl with a tomato. No.
Johnny loves Rocket.
I don't mind it as long as it's with some other stuff. But at the minute, trying to put a salad together, because you're not buying it as one individual thing, you're putting each individual component in the basket and then they're taking half out. If you end up with half of it, you're going to end up with like Wild Rocket in a bowl with a tomato, which to me is not food. If I'm having a salad, I want radish and I put all sorts in salad. It's beautiful.
I'm with you, Johnny. I love Rocket.
Yes, but not on its own.
No, not on its own.
On its own, it's like eating a plant. You need to have stuff with it. See, I know culinary magic when I see it. And a packet of that on its own, no, won't work. But that's what I'm going to end up with. That's all that's in stock, apart from the Midget Gems. In fact, I'm going to take a picture of that just in case you think I'm telling little porky pies. I've typed in lettuce, as you'll see from the top. And look what they put there. Midget Gems. That's criminal. All right, let's put that one up there. Lettuce. I just want normal. Now they're saying, well, why don't you go to the supermarket? Oh, we'll be in lockdown till forever. I swear we will. There you go. I do love Rocket, Jonathan, but not on its own. And seeing as though all I've got in, there is a round lettuce there and there's something called a curly lettuce. But it's not the lettuce I'm after. What's that thing from, is it Star Wars? We're not the drones you're looking for. Yeah, it's not the lettuce I'm looking for. Oh, what else is there? Onions. And again, at the bottom of that page, Morrison's Savers Midget Gems, 31 pence for a packet. I see, you must have a different name for it, Kim. That'd be right. But we call that Wild Rocket, but I'm not pleased. Not pleased at all. And now my gluten-free stuff's gone out of stock. So I'll have a look what's got gluten-free. Mike nearly bought a cake, but I'm afraid it was only nearly, wasn't it, Mike?
Because it wasn't gluten-free.
It wasn't gluten-free, no. They've got Morrison's macaroni pasta, but they, well, why is that in the gluten-free? Is macaroni pasta gluten-free? Does anybody know? They've offered me instead lasagna. Right, macaroni, let's have a look. Oh, it's macaroni pizza of some description. No, it says pasta. Macaroni pasta, that'll do. I just wanted to have some pasta in it. What was that stuff you have, Mike? Is it Dolmio?
Yeah.
Right, let's see if they've got any of that. This is why I don't like buying stuff in kit form. That's what it feels like. How are we spelling Dolmio?
D-O-L.
Yes.
M-I-O.
Oh, right. That explains it. I had an E in it. And is it in a bottle or a packet?
Either.
Good, because there's lots in bottles and not many in packets. Right, Dolmio Bolognese Original Pouch Pasta Sauce, £1.45. Does that sound likely, Mike? He's going to have a ponder of that now. Hang on. Why is this Dolmio sun-ripened tomato and... Oh, because it's a pasta sauce. Oh, no, it's pasta sauce. That'll do. Oh, I can only have two of those. Oh, this is shocking. It really is. If I could put the rocket with something. But what's worrying me is the stuff we've got in now will be out of date by the time the other stuff arrives. So I won't even have any salad onions. Do you know what? We'll just end up eating fish and chips from round the corner. Are they still open?
No.
In that case, we won't even be having that, will we? Oh, jolly good. Never mind my shopping woes. Let me share with you some of the hysteria I have found today. In the vein of, altogether now, could not make it up. Oh, yes. I had, what did I have? Here we go, here's what I had. Our day, been busy. He's been that busy, he's forgotten. Talking to you, hello.
Sorry.
He hasn't got a clue what he's been doing today. We've been busy.
Oh, we've been busy.
Ah, now he's woken up.
Yeah.
Yes, we have been busy. It's three shows Saturday. Again. This being the middle show. Our first show was 3 o'clock today. It was called The Beautiful Game, and it was all football-related songs. Had an absolute blast. So then we've got Marooned, and then we've got By Request, which is all a bit weird. Because I'm still waiting for the video from The Priest, Don't Ask. This one's supposed to be a long mass. I can't see it lasting much more than 45 minutes, but we'll see. He wants it up at 8 o'clock. Yes, it's 7:15. Managed it yesterday, but how can I do that in the middle of a marooned? He doesn't understand these things. He really doesn't.
Tell him you're on marooned.
I could tell him I'm marooned. I think he's actually gone stir crazy. I ask Mike every day if Mike's stir crazy and he's not. But the priest, I think the priest went weeks ago. Still can't get that ice in the neck of this thing. Have to wait until it's melted more. So, yeah, we've got three shows. Now, I've got a choice for you for COVIDiot of the day. I'll put in the first one, but think carefully before you think this one's the worst, because, you know, no. Here's the first one. What do we think of that one? Now, I did have another one, and the other one that I had in here... let me go find it. I actually had that in... It'll be in MacBytes. That's where it'll be. And I had it in my links. I actually couldn't believe this one. So I think I'll put this one up third. So be very, very careful when you're voting. Let's have a look. That's the one I'm looking for. There we go. So let's have that one. I'm sure Jonathan has seen these, but I couldn't find this last one on the BBC site, to be honest. That's why I ended up with it from where it was, which was Sky News. So let me get back to where I was, which was, I'm all over the place here. There, that's where I am. Right. So that's the first one. I know it does become less shocking, but in a way, I'm clinging on to my incredulity. I don't want that to become like that I accept it. It is just disgusting. I mean, they had a guy on the other day. You'll remember this one, Mike. Jamie Carragher.
Yeah.
And he was saying that we should support our staff and all the rest of it. The NHS are wonderful and we've got to support the police. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, are you for real? This guy was a footballer, used to play for Liverpool. And about a year ago, he was stuck in traffic and a car pulled alongside him. And it was a dad and a daughter in this car. The daughter had a phone. And obviously the dad recognised this guy and started having a bit of banter with him. Football banter. You know, like, you haven't won the league yet and that kind of stuff. Football fans do that all the time. This guy, the ex-footballer, did no more than wound his window down and spat at the child. And she caught it on video because she was videoing it. He managed to keep his job, but he was sidelined for about 3 or 4 months. And I said to Mike, no, just no. On what planet do you as a person think it's okay to spit at somebody else? It's not. Under any circumstances whatsoever. So I'm hopeful that I'll never get to the point that I feel that it's normal. It's disgusting on any level that you could. I mean, I would never dream of spitting at anything or even on the floor. I just wouldn't. So if you're caught spitting, it's obviously in your mindset to start with, which for me it's not. So that was that's our first potential one for COVIDiot of the day. But I don't think they're going to win. Not with that one. I had another one.
Say chickens out.
Chickens out, yes. Lola's very happy she's got chicken, but it's a bit warm for her, bless her. One was this one. The police got in trouble for this. A guy went round to his mother's to move a tree in the middle of lockdown. Why did the tree need moving? It's a bit like, why did the chicken cross the road? Why did the tree need moving? Cops got in trouble for that one. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So Kim says her mum's farm has a pond. One of her friends wanted to go fishing. Oh, seriously? I think that's it. I think they think, not necessarily that they are immune, but that what they're doing is safe. But I don't think going from A to B at the moment, wherever A is or wherever B is, it's safe. I really don't. That's just insanity. But my favourite one for just being like, can't believe it. Is this third one. So let me get that link in there. All right, that's the one. And I'll grab that. My vote, not that I'm trying to sway you, but my vote for COVIDiot of the day is the idiot that did this. So I'll put the link in now. And you can tell me which one, 1, 2 or 3. I thought the third one was just vile. Vile. Middle one, they're saying it's 50-50. I don't know why the tree needed moving. This is one of the essential questions of our time. You know, they are those existential questions. That was one of them. I've no idea. He said he was taking essential things round. But when you saw the car in the video, which is splashed across the Manchester Evening News site, because it was in Fallowfield, probably one of those dots on that map, isn't it? You could see the tree. Do you remember I told you the story about tabernacles? And this rabbi who had the top of his car open with branches sticking out looked like that. So I have no idea. If your third one had my phone, Jonathan, isn't that vile? When you look at her poor arm, that's not just like a bit of a nip, is it? It's actually gone black in parts. That's just disgusting. That, in fact, it looks that bad that could even leave a scar. And she's only 21 years old. 2 counts of assault by beating of an emergency worker and 1 count of criminal damage. Can we go back to my original plan? Never mind anything else. Let's just shoot them. If I ran the country, no one would want to leave the house, I can assure you. Yep, Kim votes for 3 as well. I think 3 today is our biggest COVIDiot of the day. Hopefully, because let me go back and have a look at that. Yep, that was Greater Manchester Police as well. I don't know why that's not on the Evening News site. I couldn't find it. Yeah, he's been charged, but we've not seen what happened. So, hopefully that will be in the Evening News this week and I'll be able to bring news to you of what happens. But, I mean, if they threw away the key, that would suit me fine. Or throw him in a pit and let the dogs have a nibble at him, see how he likes it. Do these people have parents, or do you think they just sort of hatch somewhere?
Mm.
What are parents doing these days?
Someone already bought covidbeard.com.
That's brilliant. Oh, are they all listed? Let me have a look. That's priceless. Oh, I hope they do put them up there. That'd be brilliant. Then they'd be all be in one place. It's all loads. Oh, look at the face on that one. Every country eventually get coronavirus, but China got it right off the bat. Yes, look at the face on that. That's a husky puppy. I've got all husky puppy now. Excellent. Yeah, loads of jokes on there, but I really wish they'd put... Oh, there's one. COVIDiots everywhere. Let's have a look at what's on that one. Are they the real COVIDiots we're finding? Let's have a look. Oh, it's all stats. Oh, here you go. Oh, that was that idiot a good few weeks ago. A guy called Brady Slodder. If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me. This was some kind of half-term break thing that you do. Spring breakers, apparently. All heading off to Miami. Why? Why would you do that? I mean, does he not have family? It looks very American. Doesn't look like there was any UK ones on it. And we've got some corking idiots, as you can see. Absolutely disgusting. Boris is doing well, apparently. Carrie, that's his fiancée, has sent him some more scan photos of the baby, which is due early summer, they said. So I'm reckoning June on that. They kept it secret until not long before this lot blew up, to be honest. I think it was mid-February that came out. She'd been hiding behind all sorts as she was walking round, so nobody knew. And then they'd got engaged. So, yep, Boris is up and walking about and playing games, apparently, watching a bit of TV. I hope he didn't watch Priti Patel this afternoon. They tried to back her into a corner. That's our Home Secretary. What would be the equivalent of that, do you reckon? Home Secretary. Possibly Secretary of State. Something like that. Well, they tried to back her into a corner and get her to apologise for the lack of PPE. She was having none of it. She's a bit of a minx, this woman, isn't she, Jonathan? She's had claims of bullying against her several times. And she did not let this journalist get one inch into the press conference. Not one inch. So she was standing in for Boris today. Yesterday it was the health secretary, today it was her. But yeah, it looks like Boris is doing okay, but it's going to be a few weeks. Which means we're left with all these other idiots. They are COVIDiots of a different breed. the ones they roll out. I actually thought, let's see what Jonathan thinks. I thought the best one they'd rolled out for looking prime ministerial, serious, the right tone, answering the questions, not trying to skirt around them, was Michael Gove. Which shocked me, I'll tell you, because I had him down as being a bigger idiot than the rest put together. But he's proved himself in my eyes to be worthy of maybe a little bit of promotion there. Let's move Dominic Raab sideways or backwards. He just looks nervous, as does Matt Hancock. I have no confidence in either of them. She stood on a little box. I didn't know she was stood on a box. But she did not let him get an inch. She really didn't. And she was confident. Matt Hancock yesterday just looked as nervous as a kitten. So as soon as he comes out, you think, oh, dear, it's going to be a bloodbath. Because they're not even in the same room anymore, are they? So a bit like when you're on the internet, and you become a keyboard warrior. You know, from the safety of their own offices at home, they're flinging questions that they know there is not a right answer to. Just to see them squirm. She, not squirming. Not squirming. So Jonathan says, also think the people that are standing alongside, such as Professor Chris Whitty, deserve honours after all this is over. He's done a good job, hasn't he? He's actually got quite a lot of flack, which is totally unfair. If you want to criticise what he's saying, that's one thing. But the criticism he's faced is the way he looks. And I must admit, when I read that, I thought, oh, what's wrong with the way he looks? I actually went off to have a look at a picture and thought, no, bloke, fine, what's the problem? I have no idea why people are criticising the way he looks. For our friends abroad, you might not know. Let's get a picture of him. He looks totally normal to me. But that could just be me, because I'm not an idiot. Let's have a look. Should we have a picture of him at the press conference? Walking to the press conference? How about that one, walking to the press conference? Looks absolutely fine to me. There he is. Did I miss the memo here? What's the problem? I mean, not only is that bad for him, Jonathan, it's bad for all his family as well. I mean, maybe he's not at the age that he's got kids at school, but he might have grandkids at school. What is wrong with the way he looks? I mean, seriously, it's not like he's got two heads. What's the problem? I mean, there's a picture further down that page where it says Professor Whitty on the far left. Boris is next to him. Well, I mean, next to Boris, he's got to look more normal than Boris. And the other guy at the other end, I don't see the problem. I clearly missed the memo. You know, the prejudice memo. Missed it. Totally. Let's have a look at some of these others. It just seemed to be people on Twitter saying that he looked weird.
I saw that and couldn't understand.
No, I don't get it. I really don't get it. There's another picky. Where's that? That's his page at Cambridge. And again, I really can't see what is wrong with this guy. Tracy said you should see one of the Spanish ministers in a scruffy cardi. Maybe all his other clothes are in the wash. There was one doing the rounds and it mentioned Spain and it mentioned Italy, I think. I think it was on Facebook. So let's try. Let me see if I can find it. On the eye. Let's try Spain, Italy, and see if I can find it. Images. Let's have a look. Oh, true to form. You can never find the one you want when you want it, can you? Well, I've got a picture of a gorilla. Well, that's my typing's worse than I thought. No, not there. Okay, let me change one word and see if I can find it. Okay, you're making it difficult for me. Don't make me have to go to Facebook to find it. That would be no good at all. Oh, that's so annoying. I'll have to have a look on Facebook or I'll never find it. I don't even know if I will find it on Facebook, but I'll give it a go. Can you actually search for images on Facebook, Mike? Because I didn't post it.
No idea.
I didn't post it. Oh, that's going to annoy me now. But basically, I'll describe it to you. It won't have the full impact, obviously, but I'll describe it to you. It was three pictures put together in a montage. One was a policeman from Italy, one was a policeman from Spain, and the other was a UK one. The one from Italy looked like a movie star. Washboard abs, the full works. The one from Spain, pretty much the same way. George Clooney, eat your heart out. The British one, probably about 27 stone, sat on the floor eating something in a high-vis jacket. And the text across the top said, the policing's certainly easier on the eye, not in the UK. She's rather unkind. But when I look at that guy, nothing wrong with that guy. Poor guy. So Simon's concerned, hello Simon, he's not going to get out the door. Lockdown's lifted. Oh. So Kim doesn't want to criticise any of them. They're all doing okay over here at the moment. The opposition's shut up moaning, pretty much. Apart from the new guy. The new guy who's taken over, this Sir Keir Starmer, he's taken over as leader of the opposition, does just seem to be criticising anything that moves in the government benches. But you don't know the full story. And if the government had decided to take half of the GDP and buy PPE that we didn't need 6 months ago, that would be wrong as well. So cut them all a bit of slack at the minute. They're all moving in the right direction. Let's just keep going in the right direction. The people who are... The problem here are the press, who are trying to stir things up to get a headline. But that's what I think about the press all of the time. What can I say? Little loaves. Little loaves. Yeah, I didn't get my order. Again, I'm peeved. I'm incredibly, incredibly peeved. But I'll try again tonight. Can we have a pick? Yes, yes, put a pick in, Simon. Jonathan's just going crazy with what he can eat now. Oh, my. Right, well, they were the COVIDiots of the day, but I also had good things to share. I did. Let me head back and see if I can find it. Some crazy stories. Let me know what you're doing to relieve the boredom. I can guarantee you, Mike and I are not doing this, but this is what one English town is doing.
It's the mooing.
This is the mooing. Yeah, what got me was, if you read down the page, though, not satisfied with just opening the window and mooing. I know. Why? Never mind. Don't overstress yourself thinking about it. One of them's doing it with a didgeridoo. And another one's got a set of bagpipes. Never say that the English aren't inventive when it comes to being stupid. With weird sounding equipment. let's have a look. I fear the inquiries after this would be a blame game rather than a learning exercise. I'm hoping it'll be a learning exercise, that this is the first time. I don't think even if they'd have had an exercise, they would have done it quite like this. I mean, I'm sure you read the stuff from the Trafford Centre. They were having some terrorist training at the Trafford Centre. Locked the whole thing down, did it overnight. But, you know, it's an isolated incident. And I don't think they've ever practiced for anything quite like this. So I hope that they do learn from it, learn from people's reactions, rather than start. I mean, once it's all over, the politicians will just be screaming at each other again, which I can't be doing with. I don't like that. But we'll see. Maybe this time it will, particularly if it lasts as long as they seem to be implying that it will. So a report came out. In the fall of 2018, that 86% of hospitals felt they were ready for a pandemic. I guess they didn't really know what it would be like. There was some kind of exercise. I don't know the degree of it, but it was some kind of exercise. And it was late last year, I think, or maybe the middle of last year. It was before all this started. And they ran these simulations, I guess, really, and the NHS failed. So this is the first time since then that the issue has arisen. At the minute, they're coping, but I've got another story here because I mentioned this one the other day, only I mentioned it in relation to America. This is happening in New York. I didn't realise it was happening in the UK as well. But there's a link in there, and that's talking about health authorities that don't have enough PPE and they're wearing bin bags. So we're back to the bin bags again. Can you imagine what happens when we run out of bin bags? That'll be the next thing. Mm. They're actually dressing each other in bin bags because obviously they have to be tied. So they're dressing each other. It's shocking. When you think of the money we spend on equipment to get people into space, and yet frontline health workers are wearing bin bags. There's also this story that I picked up from the BBC, which I'd have thought people in America would love to read. I don't know if it's been syndicated over there, but this is a diary. I should probably put the whole thing in, shouldn't I? Hang on, let me get the link, because what I've done is I've put a little thing at the beginning so you can see which link is which. Let me put that one in. This one is a paramedic's diary. Space is probably the ultimate self-isolation right now. Do you know, I did wonder, Simon, whether you wouldn't be safer on the Isle of Wight, Jersey, Guernsey, Isle of Man. The Isle of Man actually had to put a guy in prison because he came over from the mainland and they didn't know if he had it or not. Now I think they have got cases there. But you wonder how that happens if you go into lockdown quick enough. I remember saying to Mike the first week in March, why don't they just shut the airports and be done with it? Because they pretty much have now. But now we're losing 1,000 people a day. And last night it was 917 people died in the UK. The day before it was 980. And 980, they assure us, is a higher number than any day in Spain and any single day in Italy. So it's not going great at the moment. But if we'd have just closed down a bit sooner... I know that
this weekend's supposed to be the peak.
The peak's supposed to be tomorrow or Monday. But I mean, the only, let's be honest, the only reason the figures have gone down today is it's a bank holiday weekend and it's Saturday. So I think what will happen next week, they'll shoot up and they'll be over 1,000. Kim says, wow, just got two boxes of trash bags from Costco. You were planning ahead. Little did you know when you bought them, you could be reduced to wearing them. Be very careful putting rubbish in them just in case. They might need to go in the emergency supplies department. It's just horrific. It really is. I can't blame the government for that. You don't know how... You can't just ramp up production. But there are now... Oh, which one was it? Burberry. Burberry are now making PPE, apparently. There's no news as far as I know on whether it actually is in Burberry fabric, but nothing would surprise me. Oh, we've also got changes to our supermarkets, Jonathan. Have you seen that? All change in the supermarkets, apparently. We're now having one-way aisles, which does kind of make sense. It'll be like a racetrack, won't it? But there's 6 changes in supermarkets if you're actually going in that you've got to look at. I'm glad to see they're looking after their staff right now. Some of the PPE won't last indefinitely. No. There was, I did think yesterday, Matt Hancock, that's our health secretary, complete muppet, said like we're going to have to preserve it and some people are using too much. They're trying to protect their lives while he stood in a press conference with 2 other people and a camera. So if they want to put a pair of gloves on twice a day, what's the problem? But that's what he actually said. He then had to back up quickly over that. Oh, Jonathan's sister studied at London College of Fashion. Is excited to see mum come home with the Burberry clothes. These will be collector's items in the end. Does your mum have to do wash all her own kit as well? Like poor Rachel, who's doing frontline duty, trying to get her own stuff, and then now she's got to do the washing as well. Crazy stuff. Crazy. Did I have any other fun stories? I think I did.
I've got a story to post.
Let's have a look. Does this work? Made these a while back. Let's have a look. I will have a look. Ooh. Going to Dropbox. Oh, they look fab. Oh, yes, they're nice. Mm. Little loaves. That reminds me. You've reminded me of a happy memory from my childhood. Do you remember these, Mike? They used to make loaves, tiny like that, with Hovis on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them. I just love the fact they said Hovis. Wasn't keen on brown bread, but they were Hovis loaves. And I used to make my mum buy them. They look absolutely gorgeous. I need to brush up on my gluten-free stuff, don't I, really? That's really what needs to happen. They are fabulous. Fabulous, Simon. Thank you for sharing. Oh, I'm craving one now. But of course, I'm craving a gluten-free one, obviously. Oh, I needed to mention about the third show, didn't I, Mike? We've got a hard out just before 8 because we're going into music. Now, bit of an issue with the music. It's Friday. It's Saturday. No, nearly said it's Friday. Yesterday, I thought it was Saturday. Today, I've completely lost track. It's Saturday, and on Saturday, we have what's called a vigil mass, which he wants up by 8 o'clock. Did I mention hadn't got the video yet? No, not a thing from him. Guess what? Not happening at 8 o'clock then, is it? But we said we'd do a music show. But then half of them are watching the Pope do mass. So it's like, we don't be too tempting. So what we're going to do at 8 o'clock is we're going to put on some Christian music for an hour. Yes. See who turns up. Could be a party by 9, but if they are all watching mass, the party will start at 10.
When you say Christian music, it's mellow rock music.
It is actually rock music.
Not hymns.
Oh, gosh, no, it's not hymns.
So please, I actually please really come loved and it. Listen.
Oh, please have a listen. Tell us what you think. It's a gentleman called Paul Baloche, and I only found out, heard one song from him, and it was one that the priest played, and I thought, what is that? I love it. And obviously, I couldn't ask in the middle of mass, so I did the obvious thing. Shall we make this show tech related? Got my phone out, yes, in the middle of mass, and Shazammed it. I took a screenshot of Shazam and gently put the phone back down. I also did that with another one that's called Shane and Noll, and they're just beautiful. They are absolutely beautiful.
Eva had a major case of the zoomies. Is that where you zoom around? Is that what you mean by zoomies?
Yeah, mad half hour.
Mad half hour.
Mad
yeah.
half hour, we call that. It's a bit warm for Lola today. She's a bit moochy, isn't she? But she has had some fresh chicken.
She has.
She's also come in and said, "Oh, mummy, mummy, I haven't had a treat." At which point I gave her a rodeo stick. Then she toddled back in. "Mummy, mummy, that wasn't enough." So then I gave her a massive dentist stick. Little Minx came back again. I said, "No, now you're just trying it on. Not happening."
Yeah, zoom all over the house. Yeah, we call it a mad half hour thing.
Yeah.
It's more of a mad 5 minutes, but it feels like a half hour by the time you've chased her around. Or it was Maya, actually.
Maya's was worse than Lola. So before you go criticising Lola, just remember what it was like with Maya. Right, I've got this other one from Simon now. Oh, he's a professional. Oh, come on. Wow. Just look at that bread. Wow. Oh, I want some. That's just gorgeous. Doubt I could make that. What about you?
No. Oh, it's gorgeous.
It does. It looks absolutely beautiful. Who knew we had the Galloping Gourmet in our midst? They are absolutely amazing, Simon. You have to come on and tell us all about your secret passion of baking bread. They are amazing. I want a little loaf now. But now I've seen the bigger one, I might want that. I would have eaten that many years ago with just some butter and some cheese on it. That would have been amazing. It looks like the dough's plaited. Yes, you're right. I wonder if it then, does it just go in like that? Simon, we need to know. Does it go in like that, or do you put it in a tin? I've seen tins similar, but they tend to look like shellfish, the tins. Jonathan's got so giddy. Special pans for the little loaves. I guess you'd have to. Not a tin. That's a big one. Not a tin. That is fantastic. Amazing. I'm going to have to find little tins now and get Mike to do some of my celery bread. Need to dig out my mum's recipe. You have to put weird stuff in it. But it's excellent. Enjoy your dinner, Simon. We're all going to lust after it. So good night. See you soon. Wow. How amazing were they? They definitely look like pros. Absolutely. And healthy too, with all the stuff on. All the seeds. Mmm. Yes. Should we do some of your flapjack?
Yeah.
Heart attack flapjack next to that.
If we can get the ingredients.
Oh, don't tempt me. I'm still looking for lettuce. Oh, he's reminded me now. He's reminded me I've got
to... Why had you forgotten?
No. To be honest, no. But never mind. Closing all these tabs I've got open now. Wow, they were amazing. I think we should have some space on the MacBites website for cooking.
Yeah.
But we've got a blog. So if you want to provide us with a recipe that's kept you going, with some pickies, we'll put it on the blog. There you go. I'll take some pickies of Mike hard at it in the kitchen, surrounded by the 9,000 tins of dog food we've got.
We've Ooh. Had some requests.
Have we?
For the mellow set.
Oh, excellent. Fine, yeah. I'll do that. They're still getting Paul Baloche until I'm ready. I'll do an intro and then say, we'll just have some Paul Baloche live while we ease ourselves into it. I don't think people are going to be watching a vigil mass.
We are certainly helping to lift the spirits of everyone at this difficult time, and they can't thank us enough for our efforts.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Who's that?
John and Petrina.
Oh, so cool. Fabulous. In that case, I've got more of a show than I thought at 8 o'clock to deal with.
As you played the carrot song last week, you might like to play I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts.
I'll be having them
attended to after the COVID-19 pandemic is over. Only joking, he says.
Oh, haven't we got fabulous friends? They're amazing. Do you know, you are all keeping us going through this mess. Oh, look at these. I'm looking at these things you've sent me, the little baking things. Oh, yes. Yeah, Mike, I did actually. I've seen that one. See that silver foil thing? Oh, that's just telling me there's a show on. I haven't even done, well, no maths to do yet. The silver foil things, we do have a baking tray. The one we've got is most similar to the third one in from the left. So it says good cook loaf pan, 8 inches by 4 inches. I did buy one of those to make meatloaf. Now, I'm thinking, in those of you in the States make meatloaf all the time. That would be my vision. Never made it before here. I followed a recipe. Turned out pretty decent, didn't it, Mike? Remember it? The loaf thing that I did. Yes, it was nice, that.
It was.
Yes, I shall keep that open and have a look at those. Absolutely. Flapjack's a different name for a pancake. Oh, wow. Amazing. Hello, Graham. Hello. Good to see you. There may or may not be a WhatsApp group. I'm going to leave that to Mike. But the thing is, he doesn't make the WhatsApp group. I make the WhatsApp group. He hasn't got a clue how. So, yeah, if we've got people listening, maybe they're not doing the maths thing. That'll be interesting. But then I haven't got the maths thing yet. Maybe he's doing it. The thing is, this vigil mass is supposed to be after sunset. But surely he realises he can't start at 8 and me upload it at 8. That's not going to work.
Maybe he's not bothering. Maybe he's thinking there's that many other masses. That people just go and watch another one.
Well, it'd be handy if you let me know that, wouldn't it? You know, just saying. The one who sat here with Camtasia ready to edit the thing. But we'll see. We'll see. I'll have another check. Oh, hang on. Right. This is classic.
Yes, it
is. The video of the mass is on its way, but I've now had an inquiry as to whether I can edit anything that's sent to me.
Is this from the priest?
No, it's from Anthony. Oh, bless them all. They're amazing. They are. Yeah, he just wants to know if I can edit it. So we'll see how that goes when it finally arrives. But right. He's not here yet.
Did the priest say something he shouldn't have done?
No, but he didn't stop it fast enough at the end and they were discussing candles. I've got visions of the four candles. This is fabulous. Oh, good grief. I should get a ping on my watch when it comes in, and then I can go off in to edit it. But, you know, to get that up for 8 o'clock, that's not happening. But we'll see. I don't know whether you'd love my meatloaf, Kim. What did it have in it? I had bacon in it and chicken in it, cheese in it. It was basically layering it. So I don't know if it was a traditional meatloaf, because obviously I can't put the breadcrumbs in. So I used gluten-free bread. So the texture of it was slightly different, but you want to see the outtake? Oh, he doesn't realise the outtake's the best bit. Apparently it's a bit at the end where they start discussing candles. So I'll find out what he's said and done. Can it be edited? I mean, honestly, do you not think I've been editing as we go? Have you seen what we got for this? Never mind. Oh, it'll all get done at some point. It will. It'll all get done at some point. So, yeah, we'll have to see how we go with that in terms of whether there's a WhatsApp group. If there's a WhatsApp group, you are, of course, all invited to join. So we've got, I probably have to be out in about 12 minutes. So who's got any more stories we can share? We've shared some classics here. And these are all just for a day. There were actually two really nice ones. One was a little girl who decided to do a Blue Heart campaign, which I had a look at, see what that was all about. And basically, you put blue hearts in your window to support the NHS, which is lovely. That came on top of the other campaign that's been going around for a good few weeks called the Rainbow Trail. Is anybody doing this? Trail, not trial. Yep, make sure I spelt it right. I think this one's gone worldwide, but basically you colour in rainbows and you put them in your window. Anybody else doing that? Must admit, we haven't got that in the front window at the moment. Now, there is a reason for it. The colour printer's broken and it's been broken for a while. So I said to Mike, we'd have to print it out and then colour it in. You know, like a 3-year-old. But the black and white printer's not feeling too healthy either. So we've had to leave that because we've got a couple of people very close by who are like in their 90s and there's no way they're going online. So once a week I print off the church newsletter and put it in an envelope and then send it to them. So I have to keep the printer to just print that because it's poorly. It's really poorly. don't have a printer, but try by hand. Do you know, for the number of times I use a printer, we said we didn't need one, but it's situations like this where you, how else would we get it to that lady? There's no point even putting an iPad through a door. She wouldn't have a clue. So what I did this week to preserve supplies was print it double-sided. But I'm not printing it the way we print it normally, which is A5, because she'd never read it. But this one was quite long. I think there's about 13, 14 pages in it. So I did it double-sided. You're going to have to do a really big one, Jonathan, so people can see it up there. But you could do an amazing one in your window. That would be brilliant. And as I heard it, you had plenty of printer paper. That's what you told the neighbour. Oh, talking of which, there was another series of images that I saw. See if I can find them. Here it is. It's in, is it that one? Or that one? That one. This is another one from the BBC, but it's a classic, this. Because I saw these, and I saw them on Facebook. But it's so funny. It's the kind of thing that you would do. Excellent, Jonathan. Right, this one is the cat. Who saw that one? Absolute classic. So Paul's not got a printer and might need one. Yeah, who thought we'd have been marooned? Because I said to Mike, oh, it's easy. There's a library around the corner. Just go and print it at the library.
That's now shut.
Library's shut now, yeah. So now I'm resorting to a Sharpie.
It was open, but now it's shut.
No, I can't think they're going to do that. I really can't think that. Let's have a go here. Oh, how cool. Graham's put Teddy in the window. Graham's got the most amazing teddies. What was it? Yahoo and Bing. Did that stick? You've put red ribbons around the trees. No, we haven't done that here. I've not seen that. But I'm looking forward now to seeing Jonathan. That means you must have a load of crayons or felt tips or something. We could potentially try that. We might have to have a go at that. We could probably do the blue one if we could find enough blue stuff to do it with. But yeah, what a good idea. We've got to get... I'm hoping Rachel's not listening. She'll be listening on the other side at the moment. We've got to get Rachel's present round to her. That's going to be interesting. I'm not at all sure it's essential. But it is essential to get exercise, and the dog might want to walk that way, don't you think?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cool, Graham. That's a brilliant idea. How's the village where you are, anyway? Have you got all the tourists kicked out? I saw a big sign at the end of the M5 that said, you know, the southwest is closed, go home. Oh, wow. Jonathan's dad found his teddy since he was a week old. Oh, do you want to hear a sad story about my panda? I was gutted at this. My godmother bought me a panda when I was born. So literally within days. And I had this panda where I was, this panda was. And I had to go into hospital when I was about 4 and a half. Hadn't even started school. And I was absolutely petrified because I'd been in when I was 3 and a half and that did not end well. In fact, progressively, every visit to hospital was worse throughout my entire life. So I have no desire to return. So my mum said, well, you keep your panda with you and your panda will keep you safe. So I had my panda with me. I went off to theatre for an operation. They lost my panda. I never forgave them. I never, ever forgave them. Mum went all over the place and bought me hundreds of pandas after. Is this one any good? Is this one any good? And they were all lovely, but they weren't my panda. He gave his life for me, I say. He sacrificed himself. So I was okay. But my poor panda, they lost my panda. So you need to look after your bear, Jonathan. You do. No tourists where Graham is. That's a good idea. Officially, you ready? 6 minutes to 8. The video has been uploaded. Right, I have to go and download it now. Oh, like life isn't complicated enough. I'm going to go and click the download button and let that happen in the background. There we go. I wonder how big this one is. See new files. Let's have a look how big it is. That's yesterday. 34 seconds ago. Me, that one.
Kimball's right. Pandas as well.
Oh, pandas are just the best. Love pandas. Absolutely adorable. Oh, it's a bit longer, 1.2 gig. There you go, 1.2 gig. And it's now on its way down. On its way down. Now, I can announce that it's not going to be ready for 8 o'clock. Not a Scoobies. Plus the fact he now wants me to edit it. Like, you know, I didn't have enough to do. I'll make sure it looks fabulous, won't I? Right, so the plan is that we're going to leave these shores and we're going to go in at 8 o'clock to Brooklands, where we're going to have party night with music. But we're not quite sure how many we'll have from the beginning because Vigil Mass should be at 8 o'clock. But as you know, I've only just got it and Vigil Mass will not be at 8 o'clock. I'm reckoning if it's up by 8:30, I'll be doing well. So we'll have to see. And I'm going to have to tell them, actually. Possibly in the WhatsApp group. You know, if you're waiting for the Vigil Mass at 8, don't bother. Come back at 8:30.
We'll go and watch another one.
Yeah, absolutely. Good night, Jonathan. See you soon.
It's like watching a competitor.
Oh, that's so cool, Kim. I had one with a rattle in the leg as a baby and kept it for years. Never had one like that. I have had one with a zip at the neck I think it was like a nightdress case you were supposed to put in. So that was cool. That was very cool. Have I got another one here?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, adorable. Teddy. How adorable. I'm going to have to get my teddies out now. Oh, we have got a big dog next door. Oh, how beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
The bear in the window.
And Graham's put the bear in the window.
There's a bear in the window.
There you go. We'll have to do the bear in the window sharing. That's what we'll have to do. Right. Well, we will be with you tomorrow night at the same time, same place. What are we on? Day 28 tomorrow. Day 28. And for Kim tomorrow, day 42. I am keeping count, Kim. When do you think we'll all get into triple figures, or shouldn't I mention that yet? Mm. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. We've not been told when we're likely to even be let out, so never mind. We're never going to know. Never, never, never going to know. I think what will happen is it will just be eased gradually. It won't be like one day you're in and one day you're out and it's party time. What I think is very sad, we're not going to be able to have the parties for VE Day, are we? That'll be sad. We'll have our own little VE Day party. There we go. I shall predict that. Oh, Paul says, please don't. Which bit is the please don't? Kim, you are almost halfway. Tell us about the triple figures. Okay, we won't talk about it. Come on, we'll all just grow into it and then we'll miss it all when it's gone, she said. But that's it for today. So we will be with you tomorrow. You never know what else might appear. Jonathan's disappeared, so we can talk about MacBites. We've been talking about MacBites for 3 weeks, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah, sooner or later. When you least expect it, there will be a MacBites. But for now, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And both of us will see you next time, which is tomorrow. Until then, keep safe. Good night.